Introduction. What's an autoresponder? If you've ever asked for information online about a product or service, or signed up for an e-list or group membership on the internet, and received a nearly instantaneous response in your email inbox, an autoresponder program was responsible for delivering the reply. Simply put, autoresponders are email programs that send out a preset message in response to every incoming email received. Some autoresponders, like sign-up services for e-groups and forums, are one-shot deals, a single response for every message received. Just about every internet-based company uses autoresponders for a variety of purposes, from automating tasks that would otherwise take up hundreds of man-hours to building lists and tracking prospective leads. Multiple autoresponders send a series of messages to received email addresses on a predetermined, time basis. For instance, a multiple autoresponder can be used to send an instant response, then a follow-up message 3 days later, then another 5 days after that, and so on. It can be programmed to send a message a day, one per week, twice monthly, or any interval that satisfies the purpose of the message series. Autoresponders are the most powerful internet marketing tools available. They are easy to use, and once they're set up, the entire marketing process is automated and instant. When you use autoresponders, your internet business runs itself 24 hours a day. Launching an effective autoresponder campaign can mean the difference between a struggling business and a wildly successful one. How can I make money with autoresponders? Just about any online business can benefit by using autoresponders. In fact, with a properly arranged campaign, your as yet unfounded business can be built around an autoresponder program. All you need is a product and an effective series of autoresponder messages, and you can start carving your piece of the internet pie. Your autoresponder is your golden goose, the marketing tool that will sell your well-developed product far more effectively than any other form of advertising. Few sales are made by impulse buyers, particularly on the internet. But if you are able to get your message out repeatedly to people who are already interested in what you have to offer, you will see an explosive sales response. This book will give you all the information you need to begin profiting with autoresponders. You'll learn how to choose a topic that works best for you and your situation, research your market and find or develop great content that people want to buy, start your own automated storefront website, tailor your autoresponder messages for maximum effectiveness, and build a powerful opt-in autoresponder list that will make money even while you sleep. Let's start making autoresponder magic. Pick a topic. To make money with autoresponders, you need a product. Most of the time, the product you're selling is information, an ebook, print book, e-course, e-zine or newsletter, CD, or downloadable audio program. Your topic must be something that appeals to a wide audience. You could have the world's best book on raising Amazon boa constrictors at home, but the only people interested in it would be people who already own an Amazon boa constrictor, or have thought about buying one. In this case, your sales base would be limited, to put it nicely. On the other hand, if your book or product tells people how to make $500 a minute, well, you might have quite a few potential buyers. Also, your topic must be an area in which you have personal interest or expertise. If you can put your passion into your marketing material, people will be able to tell that you believe in what you're selling. This builds trust and sales. In this chapter, we'll talk about how to choose a topic that covers both these areas, widespread appeal, and your personal interest or expertise to back it up. Your personal interests and areas of expertise. People who like their jobs are happier. Their enthusiasm spills over into their work, and they often find themselves receiving promotions or raises and attracting customers without even trying. If you're comfortable talking about your product, and you are passionate about the subject, your confidence will permeate every area of your autoresponder program. You will receive unsolicited comments from buyers who are pleased with your service. You'll be able to build consumer trust because people will know that you endorse your product 100%. One aspect of developing your personal interest in a topic is to actually use the information you're offering yourself. That way, when you discuss the benefits of buying your product, you'll be able to get personal about the experience. Another important part of choosing your topic is identifying your area of expertise. This doesn't mean you have to be an expert. It just means that it will be far easier for you to sell a product you know a lot about, and far easier for buyers to part with their hard-earned money when they know they are purchasing from a knowledgeable source. Think you don't have an area of expertise? You may know more than you think you know. The topics you're familiar with don't have to come from a job or college courses. Take the following quiz to help you determine your hidden interests and expertise, or develop and hone in on the areas you already know you're interested in. Quiz: What do you know? Answer the following questions as thoroughly as possible to discover the topic best suited to you that will help you succeed in your autoresponder campaign. 1. Who are you? This sounds too simple to be useful, but you'd be surprised how seeing your personal demographics laid out in black and white can provide insight into what topics are best for you. Write down the following information about yourself: your name, age, and gender. Where you live, house or apartment. City or suburb? New or old neighborhood? What area of the country? The rest, blue collar or white collar? Religious or not? Any other identifying statistics you can think of? 2. What have you done? List every single job you've ever held. Leave some space between them, then go back and detail all of your job duties. Be creative, give yourself the best sounding titles you can think of. For example, if you once worked at a fast food restaurant, you might have been a customer service specialist, a food service technician, or a sanitation facilitator. These might sound extreme or over the top, but no one will see them but you. This is just to help build your self-confidence. 3. What else have you done? Brainstorm any hobbies you have been into, groups you've joined, topics you researched for school or work, or any subject you might have taken a personal interest in and acted on. 4. Where do you go? Are you more likely to spend time at the park or the mall? Do you travel a lot? Or do you prefer to stick close to home? Where have you gone on vacations, and where would you like to go? 5. Who do you hang out with? Your choice of friends can tell you a lot about you and the way you relate to others. Are most of your friends the same gender as you, or opposite? Older, younger, or about the same age? Where do they live and work? Think about the activities you and your friends enjoy together. You can even include online friends, people you might have met in chat rooms, groups, or forums with whom you exchange regular correspondence. Any common interests you share with your friends can help point you toward a topic you'll be comfortable promoting. Note: building credibility, when what you have isn't enough. Most of the time when working with autoresponders, you won't have to worry about credibility. Your well-developed product will speak for itself. However, if you don't have background experience that relates to your chosen topic and you would feel more confident with credentials, there are several simple ways to position yourself as an expert in your field. Testimonials. Testimonials are statements from customers about their satisfaction with your product. These can range from short blurbs to full-page letters, and can be used for a variety of purposes, including establishing credibility. A full discussion on getting and using testimonials can be found later in this book. Articles. If you choose a topic that you're interested in but haven't had much experience working with, you will have to do some research. As you find out more, you can write short, informative articles on your subject and publish them on the internet to establish yourself as knowledgeable in your field. There are hundreds of thousands of websites looking for content that will be happy to publish articles with your byline and a link to your website. Look for sites relating to your topic, or try these general article submission sites to spread your name around the internet. No, really, that's a good thing. iSnare.com maintains a database of over 200,000 free articles. Add your own, and get great content for your website while you're there. Article Beach, a search engine directory of articles. Submit your article for inclusion in their expert database. eZine Articles allows eZine or email list publishers to post informative articles free for use on other people's sites or in their eZine or newsletter. IdeaMarketers.com, free articles and web content for website owners. Submit your article and showcase your work, and get more content for your site. ArticleCity.com, another database of articles for free use by the online public. Marketability, will they buy? We've mentioned that the topic you choose has to not only be of interest to you, but also have widespread appeal. This is the marketability factor. You will have to be able to make your product interesting and attractive to buyers. So you'll need a subject that a broad audience can relate to. How can you tell if your topic will interest enough buyers to make your autoresponder campaign successful? The following quiz will help you determine the marketability factor for your product. Quiz: The marketability factor. Answer the following questions as thoroughly as possible to help figure out whether your topic has mass market appeal. 1. How often do you hear your topic mentioned in the news? If the news media considers your subject important enough to report on with regularity, It's probably something quite a few people are interested in. Televisions, magazines and newspapers are looking for ratings, and they get them by drawing large audiences with the information they present. The broader the audience they feel can be reached with a topic, the more often they will seek to cover it. 2. How many products are available on the market relating to your topic? Finding out you have a lot of competition is not necessarily a bad thing. It simply means there is a large enough consumer base to support products that deal with the topic, and that will include your product. 3. What is the approximate age range of people who would find your topic interesting? The best topics have broad demographical appeal. If your subject can interest anyone from teens to retirees, you have a great shot at creating and selling a successful product. 4. How fast would you act on a great deal for a product relating to your topic? How about your friends? Would you jump at a bargain if it related to the topic you've chosen? And how about the people you hang out with, your easy-to-reach target market? The sooner you can hook people into a sale during the buying process, the more likely your autoresponder campaign will be profitable. 5. What are the benefits of knowing more about your topic that customers would gain by buying your product? People want to know they're getting what they pay for. Your topic should be able to provide buyers with some tangible knowledge or skill they would not otherwise have if they hadn't purchased your product. Being able to list the benefits of your product will also help in your marketing, which will be discussed further in this book. The Marketability Factor Quiz, the quickie version. Ready? Answer yes or no. 1. Is your topic in the news a lot? 2. Do you have existing competition? 3. Does your topic appeal to several age groups? 4. Would you or your friends buy a bargain product related to your topic? 5. Does your topic have useful benefits? If you answered yes to at least 4 of these, congratulations. Your topic is marketable. Proceed with confidence, you're on the right track. Jumpstart your topic decision. Still have no clue where to start? Here's a partial list of topics to choose from that have high marketability factors. Making money. Investing money. Saving money, on consumer purchases, starting a business, online or offline, running a profitable website. Dieting and weight loss. Time management. Relationships and dating. Finding a dream job. Working from home. Research your market. Now that you've chosen a topic, it's time to research your market. If the word research makes you break out in a sweat and experience flashbacks to all that time you spent in high school poring over books, scribbling out notes and wondering why teachers delight in torturing their students, don't worry, it's easier than you think. There are no card catalogs involved in this type of research. In fact, you might find it fun. The purpose of market research is an important one. You are going to determine who will buy your product, where they hang out both on and offline, and how you can best reach them through advertising your autoresponder program. The more you can pinpoint your target market, the better success and profits you will see. There are many methods of performing market research. We'll cover the most effective ones here. All of the following examples are fast, easy, and best of all, free. For best results, use each one of them and arm yourself with as much information as possible. This way, when you launch your autoresponder campaign, your earnings will truly be automatic. Searches, Google, eBay, Amazon. Internet searches are extremely effective in finding not only how popular your topic is, but how to set up your autoresponder for maximum results. A vast majority of internet users find what they're looking for by searching, whether they use a general web search engine like Google or a site-specific engine to wade through consumer megasites like eBay and Amazon. A quick search on your topic will reveal how many people are interested, and what convinces them to check products out. Google. Without a doubt, Google is the most popular internet search engine, so much so, its name has become a synonym for the act of running a web search, i.e., I couldn't find that site that posts the winning lottery numbers, so I just Googled it. Many internet marketers make increasing their site ranking, the place in line the site appears in Google results using their keywords, one of the key components of their advertising campaigns. Obtaining a top 10 Google rank, appearing on the first page of search results, is akin to winning an Olympic gold medal in the marketing world. The key to advertising success on Google and other sites, the right keywords. How can this help you with your market research? By studying the top search results for pages you find through keywords relating to your topic, you can find out what these sites are doing to achieve search engine success. The following steps will help you run an effective and informative Google search. 1. List keywords and keyword phrases relating to your topic. For example, if your topic is working from home, your list of keywords might be work from home, working from home, work at home, telecommute, telecommuting, at-home jobs. 2. Go to the Google homepage and type in your first keyword or phrase, then click on Google search. Note, if you are not familiar with Google, clicking on I'm feeling lucky will not produce a list of websites, it will take you directly to what Google has determined the most relevant site for your keyword. But if you're in the mood for a laugh, you might try I'm feeling lucky just for kicks. When you receive the search results, check out the pages that are relevant to your topic. Search engines are by no means exact, and sometimes you will find results that don't relate to your topic, or at least, not in the way you had in mind. The best way to do this is to right-click on the links you want to visit and choose Open in New Window. This will keep the Google search results page open so you don't have to backtrack through your browser to find it again. 3. Note the way the sites are laid out. Is it appealing and easy to read, or does it make your eyes bleed? What kind of text is on the front page? Does it seem informative, or is it all hype? Are there a lot of spelling and grammar errors? And whether there is an obvious available product. If there is a site counter, note how many visitors the site has received. 4. Repeat this process with the rest of your keywords. You will often find the same sites showing up in the top 10 for different, related searches. Pay special attention to these, they are the ones you may want to emulate when you create the website for your autoresponder. Note, if you run a Google search on your topic and find only two or three related websites before the results turn up unrelated material, it may indicate there is a limited market for your topic. In this case, you should either rewrite your keywords and try again, or consider choosing a different topic altogether. eBay. It's said you can buy anything on eBay, from cars and computers to clothing formerly worn by celebrities. This massive online consumer marketplace and auction house is a haven for buyers and sellers looking for great deals from the comfort of their own homes. Searching for products related to your topic on eBay can help you home in on your market. It will also help you determine how much buyers are willing to pay for products related to your subject. Follow these steps to exploit eBay for information. Sign up for a free eBay account. This personalizes your experience and allows eBay to provide you with relevant information every time you visit. Go to the eBay homepage and log in. Choose one of the categories on the left-hand side of the page that's relevant to your topic and browse through the listings, or search for a specific item or topic using the search bar at the top of the page. Make note of the price ranges people are willing to pay for items or products related to your topic. This will give you a general idea of what to charge for yours. Also, note how many products are available related to your topic in comparison to other topics. This is not limited to books. You might find CDs, audio programs, or one of many forms your product can take. Amazon. Amazon.com, the other internet consumer giant, is similar to eBay in that you can find just about anything you want to buy. Amazon's biggest selection is in media, books, movies and music, but they also have an enormous inventory of electronics, toys, jewelry, clothing and accessories, and much more. Where eBay concentrates on selling used products through auctions and classified style advertising, Amazon carries new products along with a healthy dose of independent sellers touting used wares. Your purpose in using Amazon for market research is twofold. You will identify your competition and find out how popular your topic is, and you will familiarize yourself with how Amazon works, as you will likely want to consider making your product available through Amazon. Here's how to check it out. Sign up for an Amazon account, if you don't already have one. Like eBay, Amazon will give you personalized recommendations based on your searching and buying history, and keep you updated with the latest available information on your topic. Once you've signed up, go to the Amazon homepage and log in. You may be automatically logged in. Amazon really likes keeping track of its customers and often will keep you perpetually signed on, even when you leave the site. Using the search bar at the top of the page, choose books from the drop-down list and type in your topic or keywords. The results you get will be both print books and ebooks. Since Amazon deals primarily in new product, you will be able to view the retail price of competitive products. Make note of prices and the number of titles available relating to your topic. Also, you might want to consider checking out the Liz Minaya sections on the product pages you view. You can find this by scrolling down on the page, almost to the bottom. ListMania is an Amazon program that promotes customer recommendations by allowing Amazon users to compile lists of their favorite books on Amazon. Checking out ListMania picks helps you understand what type of product your target market is interested in, and how much they are willing to pay for it. Once you find a product, if you scroll down past ListMania, you will find sections on similar items by category and similar items by subject. You can browse through the available products related to your topic in this way without going back to your search results page, groups and forums. The internet is a worldwide community connecting people with common interests who would otherwise never have had the opportunity to meet. There are groups and forums dedicated to just about any topic imaginable. For you, the main benefit of finding a group or forum related to your subject is a pre-assembled bunch of folks you know will be interested in what you have. When dealing with groups and forums, the worst thing you can do is join up and immediately post a message asking people to buy your product. For internet group members, this is like having a salesperson show up uninvited at the front door of their house. At best, your message will be ignored. At worst, you may find yourself banned from the group before you get started. When you find groups or forums relating to your topic, sign up and spend some time looking around, posting introductory messages and reading what the other members have to say. Reply to some posts and get to know some of them first. Then when you're ready to start talking about your product, you'll have a more receptive audience. During this time, do your research, notice what the group likes and dislikes, the things that interest them enough to spark long discussions. Pay attention to the general demographics of the group as well. What is an average member like? This will help you hone in further on your target market. Here are some places to get started finding groups and forums. Yahoo! Groups, a directory of online groups and forums hosted by Yahoo, searchable by category or keyword. Yahoo is one of the most popular providers of free group sites. You might even consider starting your own free group so you can get to know your target market better. Google Group Search, the search engine giant, maintains separate engine listings for websites, images, and groups. Just plug in your topic or keywords to find groups all over the internet related to your subject. You can also create your own free groups through Google. MSN Groups, another online community of groups and forums, with a handy by subject index and a search box. MSN has free group and chat room creation as well. Delphi Forums, a directory of internet forums, also searchable by keyword or topic and allowing free creation of your own forum for discussion. Survey Says? Conducting marketing surveys. Marketing surveys are invaluable tools for discovering precise, targeted information about your intended audience. This method is so important, there are several companies that have made a business of providing marketing surveys to other businesses for a fee. The good news is, you can perform marketing surveys yourself without paying a dime and still get great results. Ideally, you would institute a marketing survey after you've built an opt-in list, covered in a later chapter. But you can start mining your market for information even before you have your product ready. Groups and forums are good places to start, or you can set up a free mini site just for your survey. You can even enlist friends and family to help you out by filling out surveys. Constructing your survey. Have you ever received an offer for an exciting free gift provided you fill out a survey, only to discover the questions you had to answer required pages of information and would take up more of your time than you were willing to invest for whatever incentive was offered? This is a prime example of an ineffective marketing survey. You don't want to lose consumer interest before they get to the good part, your product. The principle of KISS, keep it simple, stupid, should apply liberally to marketing surveys. The easier you make it for people to fill out your survey, the more likely they will be to respond. Try to keep it to 20 questions or less, including demographic information, age, gender and location. Do not ask for names, as most people prefer to remain anonymous when filling out surveys. Also, make as many as you can yes/no or multiple choice answers, and remember to include space for additional comments. One great way to get survey responses is to offer a free incentive upon completion. This can be an ebook, a mini course, or even the full version of your product when it is released. If you choose to give away free product, be sure to state only a limited number of respondents will receive the free gift. This also creates urgency and helps to increase response. A full discussion on free incentives can be found further in this book. Setting up your survey. There are many ways to go about setting up your marketing survey. One is to compose an email and ask people to hit reply and fill in the answers. This method is easier for you to set up, but some people would not respond simply because they do not know how to add text to a reply. Also, Because of differences in browsers and email programs, some of your responses may be choppy and difficult to interpret. Another method is to set up a web-based form that sends responses to your inbox. Most of these are simple and free to set up. When you send out your survey request, you would only have to include a link to your form in the email. Here are some places you can set up a free web-based form for your survey. Survey Console, a 30-day free trial allowing you to test 400+ survey templates for your website. Note, 30 days should be plenty of time for you to conduct market research, so you won't have to pay for the service. SurveyShare.com, by signing up for a free membership, you will receive free survey creation software and access to survey templates online. BlueSQL.com, free web-based survey creation service that allows you to include drop-down lists, radio buttons, comment boxes and more. You can check your survey results online and have individual results sent directly to participants. When emailing links to your survey, make sure your subject line is compelling and to the point, and the text is short and direct, particularly if you are posting to a group or sending a request to people who have not asked to take your survey. Following is a sample of what your survey invitation might look like. Subject: you are a few clicks away from a free incentive. On topic: have you ever wondered how to? Compelling question on your topic: we are developing an exciting new book, e-course, CD, on how to do just that, and we need your input. And just for taking a few moments to answer, number, simple questions, we will give you a free incentive for your time. Click here to take the survey and claim your free gift, link to your survey. Note, do not use all caps in the subject line or body of your email. Many spam filters discard messages that use excessive capital letters, and your message will be lost before your target has the chance to think about it. Posting surveys on your website is a useful tool even beyond the marketing phase. The more interactive your website is, the more likely people will return to visit again. You can find more information on getting repeat traffic for your website in the chapter entitled Drive Traffic to Your Website. Sample Marketing Survey. Here is an example of a marketing survey using simple questions and multiple choice answers. Sample Marketing Survey. Age range, _18_18-25_26-35_36-45_36-44_64_65+. Gender, optional, _M_F. Note, always make gender selection optional. Most people will fill in the answer anyway if you don't ask for a name. Location, state, or country if outside US, _. How often do you purchase products online? _frequently _sometimes _rarely _never. How often do you purchase products relating to topic? _frequently _sometimes _rarely _never. Do you currently own any products relating to topic? _yes _no. Would you be interested in brief description of your product? _yes _no. If yes, how much would you pay for product? Set ranges around your desired price. Would you purchase product if it was on sale? _yes _no. Where would you be most likely to purchase product from? _independent website _Amazon _eBay _physical location _other. Is there anything else you think we should know? Would you like to join our list for announcement, product updates and helpful information? _yes _no. Thank you for participating in our survey. Reply or click here to claim your free gift. Create content. Your content is your product, your book, ebook, e-course, CD or downloadable audio program. This is the information people will pay you to receive. You must offer high-quality information on your topic that would be otherwise unavailable without purchasing your product or a similar competitive product. There are two ways to get content: create it yourself, or become a member of an affiliate program. Each method has its advantages and disadvantages. Review them, and choose which is right for you. Original content. If you are very knowledgeable about your topic, or plan to be, you may want to consider creating original content by writing your own ebook or e-course. The main advantage to creating your own content is the competitive edge you will gain. With affiliate programs, there are several people selling the same product. However, if you write the book or program yourself, you have a unique take on your topic not available anywhere else. Another benefit to creating your own content is the ability to institute an affiliate or reseller program. This means recruiting other online marketers to sell your product for you, and you receive either a percentage of profits, with affiliate programs, or a flat fee for the rights to sell your product, with reseller programs. These types of programs are discussed in greater detail in the following section. The downside to original content is the time investment you must make. If you do not have extensive or specialized knowledge in your chosen topic, you may want to enroll in an affiliate program, as the results can be just as effective and profitable in either case, as long as you know which areas to focus on. These days it's easier than ever to create your own ebook. Many new computers come with desktop publishing software that allows you to format, add graphics and embed links easily with no programming knowledge. You can also find free or low-cost software for creating ebooks, including cover creation, which is an integral part of your ebook as it will be the first thing buyers see when considering your product. Check out these ebook creation programs. Easy Ebook Creator, $19.97, is a full-featured, easy-to-use program that comes with full resale rights. This means you can not only create your own book, you can also offer the Easy Ebook Creator to make an even greater profit. Ebook Compiler, $29.95 for unlimited commercial ebooks and free for personal use, is another simple program to create full-featured, attractive ebooks. Create your ebook for free. If you can write and format your book using your computer's word processing software exactly the way you want it to appear on screen, you can simply convert the file to PDF, portable document file, format, the most popular ebook format, viewed using the free Adobe Acrobat Reader. You don't have to own the full version Adobe Acrobat software to convert your file to readable format. Note: another exciting benefit to creating your own content is this, you get to attach the title of author to your name. If you've always wanted to write a book, this method may be just the opportunity you've been looking for. Creating original e-course content. An e-course is simply an e-book broken into timed installments, providing the same information in a manner that allows the buyer to digest one portion before taking on the next. E-courses can be enhanced with self-study questions and interactive elements. By providing consumers with more, you can charge more and still have satisfied customers. Setting up an e-course for distribution is even easier than preparing an e-book. Simply determine how many parts your course will be in, break the information into segments and put them into your autoresponder program. With an e-course, you will have two separate autoresponder series, one containing your marketing message and teaser information, and the other containing your actual product. In the next section, you will learn exactly how to set up your autoresponder program for the best marketing results. Affiliate programs. When it comes to making profits with autoresponder programs, most people choose to become an affiliate or reseller for an existing product. The benefit to this method is apparent: your content is already created for you, and all you have to do is sell it. Sounds easy, right? It is easy, but there are some things you have to know before entering one of these programs in order to be successful. First, let's define the difference between affiliate and reseller programs. Affiliate programs. Many internet programs on a wide range of topics use affiliates to boost their sales. It's free to join an affiliate program, but you keep only a percentage of the profit you make, albeit a high percentage, the rest goes to the parent company. Additionally, most affiliate programs offer bonuses in the form of money or rank when you sign up affiliates beneath you. The higher up in rank you move in an affiliate program, the more exposure your affiliate site gets. Affiliate programs set up everything for you, providing a website with a distinct URL. Unfortunately, the URL only differs from other affiliate members by a few characters, so it's easy for buyers to arrive at a mirror site run by another affiliate. This problem can be minimized or eliminated by using Namestick, a URL streamlining service discussed later in this chapter. Reseller programs. In reseller programs, you will pay a one-time fee to purchase the program and all selling rights for it. This means you can then resell the program and keep 100% of the profits. The main difference between this and affiliate programs is the rate of profit and initial investment. Affiliate programs require no upfront investment, but take longer to reach the profit levels gained by retaining the full price of the program. With effective autoresponder marketing, you can quickly earn back the investment made in reseller rights. What you need to know to profit from affiliate and reseller programs. The main thing to remember is this. Hundreds of other people are selling the exact same product as you. One of the most important things you must do with affiliate and reseller programs is to keep an eye on your competition and try to make your product more attractive than theirs. There are several factors to consider in this process. Price. This one is obvious. You may not have much leeway in setting prices with affiliate programs, but with reseller programs you can check out how much others are charging for the same product, and set your price a bit lower. This means lower net profit per unit sold, but your higher sales volume will more than make up for it. Internet shoppers love to compare prices, and if yours is the lowest, they will buy from you. Marketing message. Make your autoresponder series more convincing than the competition, and more people will follow your links and buy your product. Further in this book, we'll discuss crafting powerful autoresponder messages that get results. You will also find information on setting up your website to draw customers in and stand out from the competition. Bonuses. Everyone loves to get something for free. You can give away free ebooks, mini courses based on the material contained in your product, or free newsletter subscriptions, as long as you make the content of your newsletter informative and worthwhile, that would be otherwise unavailable to the buyer should they purchase your program from another seller. With affiliate and reseller programs, you already have a fully developed product people want to buy. This leaves you free to concentrate on your marketing effort. If you put all the proper components in place and invest extra time in developing your autoresponder message, you will be able to automate your profits and keep your money machine going with little effort or maintenance. Get started. A simple Google search on your topic, search for topic, affiliate program or topic, reseller program, will turn up plenty of options for you to choose from. Also, following are a few of the many directories of affiliate and reseller programs, searchable and grouped by topic, that will help you on your way to profiting from autoresponders.